fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. In Western Australia, Path West operate the sole forensic biology laboratory, performing forensic DNA analysis and informing on more than 11,000 crime investigations each year. A major forensic breakthrough will be used to try and solve historical crimes right here in Perth. A group of scientists with Path West's research and development team have discovered a way to extract DNA from decades-old microscope slides. Joining us this morning to discuss all about this research and development scientist is development scientist Colby Hymas from Path West. Welcome, Colby, and thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a bit more about your work with Path West and what you do?
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I work at Path West Forensic Biology. So we provide the state's biology services and analysing, you know, exhibits and samples generated from crime scenes in a legal setting. Right now, I'm part of the research and development team. So I'm pretty lucky that I work with a great group of people and we get to look at what's out there and try and optimize the services that we can provide.
So let's discuss this new breakthrough. Until now, why was it not possible to extract DNA from these decades-old microscope slides?
I think a bit of context here is that these slides are actually made from swabs. Now, these swabs came in as part of generally the sexual assault cases, and then the swabs are rubbed on these slides. And these slides are then used to screen and see if we can see sperm on them, and then the swabs can go for the right path of analysis. And then because of this, that means that the slides themselves were never really the major exhibit that was going to be tested. So the cells were fixed to the surface of the slide, so that way, you know, they're not going to be lost over time and as part of that screening process. And this fixing meant that it's hard to just swab these cells off. And then things like time, the passage of it, make it even harder to try and recover those sperm cells.
So let's break down the science behind this. You just mentioned the process. How does this new process actually work?
So it's actually pretty simple, and I think that's what makes it so rewarding for us. It's instead of swabbing the surface of these slides again, we scrape the surface, and that allows us to really dislodge those cells that have been fixed on there. And then fairly recently into the lab, we've implemented some new methods, and one of these uses a special tube. So by scraping these cells off, collecting those cells and putting them into this tube, we're now able to recover more information from lower amounts of DNA, which in this case is important because the DNA is quite degraded because of its age. Then it can just go through our routine processing.
So we've established that these extracts of DNA are really quite old, decades old.
Yep.
How old exactly are these microscope slides, and is this common?
Well, for the testing, we went through three phases, and the first phase had in-house slides from 2010, and that worked really well. Then we thought, let's push it a little bit further, and then we went to slides, and these were approved for use for this project, and these were from 1990. And again, we were pleasantly surprised about how much information we were able to recover from these slides. And as much as it pains me to say, 1990 might not seem that long ago, but it's 30 years already. And then we pushed it even further and went to the 80s and did some slides on them. Those ones were quite challenging, but I think what's exciting is that, you know, up until a few months ago, we didn't have a method to recover DNA from slides from the 90s. So even though the 80s are a bit challenging, that doesn't mean that future project work won't find a new method to be able to recover from them. And in terms of how common it is, we have a whole kind of library of slides there that could potentially be used for this analysis.
That's so fascinating. Yeah, from the 90s, yeah. So about 30 years ago. And like you were saying, yeah, in future endeavors or in future research, maybe we can track further back to the 80s or possibly even the 70s or keep going. But, you know, we'll keep it to the 90s and 80s for now. What can we expect as a result of this new method?
So the importance of these slides is that a lot of these slides being from historic cases, there's no exhibit to go back to now and test with any new methods that we have in the lab. So, you know, as time marches on and new kits are brought in and new methods, our sensitivity, which is their ability to get their information from smaller amounts of DNA, increases. And it'd be great to go back and retest everything that we could. But for these cases, for a lot of them, these slides are the last bit of evidence that we could test with these new methods. So by implementing this new DNA extraction method, we're now giving another line of inquiry to investigators to try and hopefully bring some closure or some resolution to these cases that haven't yet been resolved. And that's really kind of the core of what our work is trying to serve the community and bring that closure and to work for them.
That's great. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the time is with these cases, information isn't found from, you know, how many years ago or whatever, because there's, you know, lost DNA or lost, you know, there's just a missing piece in the puzzle. But it's fantastic that this new breakthrough has been discovered. And I'm so impressed by all of this. So finally, for people who are interested in learning more, where can they go for further information?
So we can't really put everything out there, like our internal processes, just by the nature of the work that we do. But what I would suggest is that there is so much research out there in the academic world and on the internet on kind of the fundamental underlying processes that we use of this DNA extraction and, you know, isolating sperm from sexual assault workflow. So for anyone who's got an interest there, there is reams and reams of literature out there on how people are doing just that. And we're hoping internally that we can write up our findings and submit it into the academic sphere. So that's probably be the next best thing for everyone when we get it out there to have a read of the paper that will come out.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on The Record, Colby. And congratulations. This is amazing new breakthrough, and all the best with all your work.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That was research and development scientist Colby Hymas from PathWest speaking with us all about forensic biology. And as Colby said, definitely check out some more academic research and do your own research on the subject as well. And hopefully PathWest will be able to formulate their own research and submit it online so we could get some more information on there, and maybe potentially we'll get Colby back on air soon.